I want to thank the partners of Shavua, Joyce and Shlomi Lederstein, Yishchus Refuah Shleima for Senda Arya Ben Liba Zelda, Refuah Shleima for Sasha Chol Yisrael, and also Leilu Nishmas, very wonderful young man that was just nifter, Yosef Rafal Ben Chaim, family sponsoring Shiva. By Yom Dakecha, page Kuf Ayin Beis, Siv Dalad, Tikun HaTayva, He Alidea Havas Hashem's Baruch. It's natural for people to think that the entire avoda of Tikun HaTayva is an avoda of Sur Meira, of staying away from something bad. That's the way we naturally have been taught, and that's the way a person naturally feels, that this whole avoda of shayvavim and of tikkun hayisod and taiva is sumeira, to run away from the wife of Potiphar. But in the Chassidus Svarim, that's not even the main emphasis, although of course that's true, but that's not the main emphasis. What we were talking about until now is the avoda of sur meira, of running away from that which is bad, which is wrong. Tactics and strategies of how to run away from the wife of Potiphar. But the truth is, lo maspik rak losu mehara. The truth of the matter is, and this is such an important nakuda, that it's not enough. That's not enough to run away from ra. Elegam tzorach la'asos tov. You see in the Chassidus Svarim that this inyan of tikkun hataiva, that there's a tremendous emphasis on, like everything else from the Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Beis HaMedrash of the Baal Shem Tov, on Asay Toif. Ulamaseik es a Taivis ulahalos oisan. To sweeten the Taivis and to lift them to something higher. Dainu, l'shtamish b'nitzay tzakadosh l'dov ha-toif. To use somehow that nitzaytz, that spark of elokus that's in that particular nisayin, that test, that taiva, and to bring it into something which is tov. It doesn't mean that chas v'shalom we intentionally look for these situations or these tests. We daven to stay away, that we shouldn't be tested. But when we are in these situations, it's not just the inyan of running away. It's being able to use it as an opportunity to become somebody greater than I was before, to accomplish something. Ki im his oira ba'odem midas ha'taiva. If there was his oira in a person of a taiva, of a desire for something, azay ze oima sheke'es ha'makabal karech v'oir loki. Then the person has to be able to identify what that his oira is. Every his oira, the shurish, the makar of his oira, is a lokus. Everything is a lokus. This whole world is a lokus. And that means that at this moment, if there's a hisiris, it means that he's makabel karech v'or eloki. As we learned earlier in this maimer, there's a klipa. Of course, there's this klipa of something which is not good that surrounds this or of Elokus, but the Metzius is that there's an or Eloki. Hasharech le'inyin ha'taiva. V'hu ha'karech la'lois midarga madrega be'ahavas Hashem Yisbarach. His orus, ahava, love, attraction, taiva, all of that comes from the world of chesed, of that midah of chesed. It's all meant as a means for us to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be more Ahavas Hashem Yisbarach. The marshal that we've often spoken about, that we find in the writings of the Piasats, the Schusselin of the Eish Kardesh, is that there is a young man that was taken to prison by the anti-Semites, by the Sinai Yisrael. He was taken to prison for ransom or something, and he's sitting there in jail. And the rule is that he's allowed to have a visitor once a month for whatever, a half hour or something. For a few minutes, he's allowed to have a visitor. So the father comes, he has a few minutes here, and to visit his son. And the father also brings some papers of things that he has, some documents, some evidence that he wants to talk over with his son regarding the accusations that's made against him, why he's in jail. So the Piasetzna says that the father is allowed in just for a few minutes into the prison cell, and instead of giving his son a hug and telling him how much he misses him and how much he loves him, he right away opens up the papers and starts discussing the case and so on, which of course has to be discussed. But the Piasetzna said that if the cell door is open for a few minutes, then even though the one who opened it is the guard of the jail, and he's not a good guy, that's the lavush of this is very, very not pleasant, how this cell door is being opened. Nevertheless, the father needs to use that as an opportunity to be miskarev to his son, to get closer to his son, not just right away to start with the papers, but to get closer to the son. It's a moment of closeness. He hasn't seen the son in a long time, and the son is desperate to have a connection to him because of the jail sentence. And the Rebbe says that the father is a shaita. He walks in, and there isn't any hiskarvis. It's just down to business. So the marshal means, the nimshal of the marshal, the Rebbe is saying, is that there are all different reasons why the heart of a person, the door of the prison, would be open. Normally the heart is, not normally, but the heart is often closed, is shut. The jail is shut. And from time to time there's a hisaris that means that the door of the prison opens. How it opens, who opens it, it can come in all kinds of ways. It could be in a taiva, it could be in a nisayin, but the metzius is that there's a hisaris, there's an awakening. Something is happening, there's an awakening, and the door of the prison has opened, and the heart is sort of laid bare, and it's there. So the Rebbe says that a shoita uses that moment of the prison cell opening. He loses that, and he just gets lost in the, he loses that opportunity, and becomes just caught up in the klipa. Instead of using that opportunity of the heart being awake and the heart being alive, instead of using that as an opportunity to have his karvis, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because any time there's a his iris, any time there's a cold daily doifeg, Hashem is saying, Pischili achayisi rayasi. Hashem is saying, open up for me. Pischili achayisi rayasi. Hashem sends all different ways for the prison to be open. Sometimes they're very positive and beautiful ways, and it's through a Kabbalah Shabbos, or it's through something else where there's an inspiration and the door of the jail is open. But oftentimes it comes with in a klipa, as a nisayin, as a taiva. But the metzius is that we're talking about an opportunity, a moment of pischili achayisi rayasi. So the question of what do you do with that hisayiris? Lachain kshemisayiris l'adam taiva. Therefore, when there's a hisayiris of a taiva, even though it might seem counterintuitive, and the way that we were taught was that when there's a taiva, this is horrible, this is disgusting, and the whole thing here is just a moment of ra and to shut down. But the avoda in Pnimius, this is hard, this avoda, but the real avoda is, of course a person has to go away. Not to do that chalila, not to do that aveira. But it's not just about Sumerah. It's Miyad Yikanis Bako Godel Lahavas Hashem Esbach. The Swami Kedoshim tell us that that a person should immediately, of course, you turn away, but you immediately take that moment and you enter into a place of Ahavas Hashem Esbach. There was his Iris of Ahava. The Iris Ba'atzmos Ahavas Hashem Esbach, Od V'od. To be more within oneself, a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Od V'od. Malzetis Batal HaTaiva. And with that, the negative Taiva, or the negative manifestation of the Taiva, disappears. It's misbatal right away. Ki lokach es pnimiusa, because you took the pnimius of the Taiva, which is Ahava, which is Chesed, which is Ahava, which is love, and the Hisaris, you took it. And once you take away the pnimius of that klipa, then the klipa is misbatal, like we spoke about last week. Then there's no Taiva anymore. It's completely misbatal. Mishiasakach year in the flows, and a person who does this will see amazing things. Year in the flows, and if it sounds like something that's beyond a person, each person can try, in his level to such a thing to see that, and it's not impossible. Kilodai shel nimshach achahara, that not only will you not fall for the klipa, for the ra, that is the external encasement of this taiva, legam lokach mizeh hischaskus lekedusha. Adrabe, you took it as an opportunity for hischaskus and kedusha, strengthening your kedusha. Or dizeh hugam mochakes ra. And when you do that, when there's hischaskus of kedusha, then the ra disappears. Right, it disappears, gone. There's no ra anymore. Gam nichlas the kedusha, just the opposite. You enter into kedusha. And a very simple experiment would be that if chas v'shalom, a person has his iris to look at something that's inappropriate on the phone, whatever, and that chalil there'd be such a iris for the person, instead of struggling back and forth, should I, shouldn't I, and holding the phone in your hands, you put the thing down, and you go and you take a tehillim. And you start saying Tehillim. Or you take it, or you go someplace and you do Hisbardus. You'll find that the Tehillim or the Hisbardus is stronger, much stronger than it would be on a regular occasion. Because you took the Nakuda of Hisarus, of Ahava, and you brought it into Elokus, and by doing that, you revealed the truth of that, where that Hisarus comes from, and then the Klippa falls away. And you're not going to go back to the phone to look at that. You're not. It becomes ridiculous. It becomes silly because it's gone. It's gone. It's not there, because that whole klipa is tam, is in Nisai. It's not the metzias is elokus, and every person can see that. It's a very clear thing. It's not like something that's a mystery. It's clear, and you nichnas the kedusha. You have a gevaldi yitel. You have tremendous desires. Gam nichnas the kedusha. Nikol regesh echayshu v'margish b'habas Hashem esbar zechashuv ma'ir. Because every moment that is spent in this hargosha of Ahavas Hashem is chashuv ma'od. Is chashuv ma'od. You know, regesh is emotion and feeling, right? Lahargish. And regesh is the same oisius as the word gesha, which means a bridge. And every single hisoros of a regesh, of an emotion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you as a gesher, as a bridge to come closer to Him, as something to cross over from the klipa to get to Him. Every regesh is a gesher. To get closer to Him, to have His karvus to elokus. It's a chashuv ma'od. Avol im roitzel lahashlam es inyan, sarach laharuch machshavos kedoshes. And to use it as an opportunity to really strengthen your kedusha by as I said, tehillim or hisbardus and machshavos kedoshes, machshavos of kedusha. Not just I got to get out of here, I got to run away. Of course you run away. But you run away to something, not just from something. You run away to Kedusha. You run away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just to, I can't. Tzarech laharuch machshavos kedoshes, ad sheyargish es ha'or mispashet po. And then you will feel the or being mispashet. Taino ad spreading and getting stronger. Tainu ad shi yochus ha'or shel ahava v'roga besimcha, and you'll begin to feel an or of ahava, of love, of roga, a certain tranquility, a calmness, besimcha, and joy. And when you start to feel that, just simon shenigmar ha'melchama, Ali Nitzai says, then it's a simon that you won, and that the war over that spark of elikus is complete, and you are victorious, and there's no taiva for ra, the taiva for ra is gone, the whole klipa falls away, and you won that milchama. And you were zeicher to use that opening of the door of the prison, l'Hashem Yisbarach, in the way of Avodas Hashem, in the way of elokus. This obviously, this all the aside of the nekuda pnimis of Chassidus and the Baal Shem HaKadosh, which is b'chol drachei chadayu, in all of your ways to know Hashem, in all of your ways to know Hashem, in everything in life, it's a lokus is to know Hashem. Therefore, the in all the avoid of Chassidus, the inyum is not to run away from the world, to run away from working, to run away from things. The tachlis is to know that this is a lokus. And how to be Magala de Lukus at work, in this moment of Nisayin, with eating, with sleeping. It's not the Beis Medrash of Avodah before the Baal Shem HaKadosh was, I'm going to eat in order that I have strength to serve Hashem, which is a very wonderful thing. And then when you look at all the Svarim from before Chassidus, that's the whole Avodah, is to eat in order that I have the strength to serve Hashem, which is of course true. And that's when you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis and Shulchan Aruch in Reish Shaman Av. That's the ikur is to have this the energy through my eating to serve Hashem. And when a person has that kavana when he's eating, so then that's kol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim. That means the eating is l'shem shemayim. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought something else, and this is all that Chassidus is about. The Baal Shem HaKadosh took that to the next level, that it's not that just that eating is a hechetimsa, that through eating I will come to, hopefully I will use that energy for learning, for davening, for mitzvahs, is that the act of eating itself is a ma'aseh of kedusha, not just a hechetimsa to come to learning and davening, but eating itself, work itself, is an avodah b'chol drachei de'eyu, is the elokus in this situation, is right now. It's not only that if I have this intention, and then later on I use this achila, this eating, to go and to sit down and to learn, but rather at this very moment of eating itself, as we were learning in the Maimon Achila, this moment itself is a moment of encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that it's just hechetimtza of through this eating, if I have the proper kavana, l'shem shemayim, that I can use it for something that's tov, that's good. This moment itself is tov, because everything is elokus. Because the whole yisod of Chassidus is that everything is Hashem Yisbarach. Everything is elokus. Even the klipas are just a klipa that's covering the elokus. And our job is to uncover the elokus in everything in life. So instead of a mahalach of running away from eating, or running away from other things in life, because everything is. Everything is an avodah of sur meira, and the best I could do is to have a kavana of kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and the other early Talmidim of Baal Shem HaKadosh, over and over and over, you see this in the Toldos, in the Degel Machon Ephraim, in the Svarim, of course in the latest Svarim as well, but especially in the earliest Svarim of the Talmidim of Baal Shem, that b'chol drecha da ehu and hei vavar oisis of the Shem Havaya, and da ehu, not b'chol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim. That wasn't the ikar. The ikar is to know God, that this is God. Right now, this is Hashem Yisbarach. Right now. Not that later on, if I end up learning with this, then I use the eating. It turns out, I'm afraid that eating was L'Shem Shemayim. But right now, this pleasure that I'm having, this hana, this oinig, is a mitzvah of da'ehu, to be miyachid, the yichud of the heivav, the last two letters of Hashem Yisbarach's name, and with the yud and the hey, and it's a ma'isa of avodas Hashem. This itself is an avodas Hashem. Work itself is an avodas Hashem. is avodah sasha. When a person has the right machshava, the right kavana, then that moment itself is a moment of elokus. Not that maybe later on it's going to end up being something that lemafreya turned out that it worked out okay. This itself is a ma'aseh of elokus of avodas Hashem and of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is dveikus b'Hashem. So the taiva, instead of something that you're just avoiding or running away from, which of course we have to avoid, and we have to run away, not to fall into that taiva. But the appearance of a taiva in one's life is his service of elokus, of that midah v'ahava, and b'chol d'rechecha de'eyu means that not only do I somehow survive and overcome this, but it means to be the victory in the milchama is that one gains in a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's a nitzachon of adding to the relationship with Hashem, of becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just running away. That's the whole yisoid of Chassidus, is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalik al mesayvav kol alman, leis osa ponimine, everything is elokus. Everything is elokus. Everything is elokus. And then when the person feels that presence of oinig and simcha and roga and a certain calmness and simcha, it means that zocher bo b'chasdei Hashem zocher, that he was zocher for that ahava. He was zocher to find that nitzoitz of elokus in the tilm that he's saying, in the zibardus that he's saying. Because there was his service of that ahava. And he used that as an opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizar ha'ma'oid, page Kufay and Gimel, shloy lachshav klal al ha'tayva atzma chasashol. And he's to be very, very careful not to think for a second about the taiva itself. Not to think about the actual taiva. But to go straight into the Tehillim, to go straight into the Zbardas, to go straight into if he doesn't have a Tehillim or his Zbardas, to go straight into Machshav of Kedusha. Not, how do I get out of this disgusting thought? When you just end up thinking more and more about the disgusting thought. It's like in the quicksand, how do I get out of here? It's sinking deeper and deeper. You don't think about Lachshav al-Tarachma Chasashon. You don't think about at all, about who's the guard of the prison, and that you're in the prison, and that the door, you think just about that's your son, that's the father, and that there's dveikus and ahava, not to think at all about the guard and about the cell and about the jail and about the ugliness of that klipa, b'chlal not. You don't think about the klipa at all. That's the vayonis v'yetze. That's Yosef running away. You don't think about the klipa at all. All you think about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending this Isairus, and I'm going to take this Isairus, and I'm not going to think about the klipa. I'm going to run away from the klipa. How do I run away from the klipa? I run away from the klipa by being toivel, by immersing myself in the actual nekud velokus of b'chol drechecha de'eyu, of knowing Hashem in a deeper way in this moment, through learning, through davening, through whatever that mitzvah is, and experiencing an entirely different emotion. Well, the emotion is the emotion of ahava, but the moment is a moment of elokus, not chalila of tuma. Like lachshav machshavas kedoshes lihikonis ahavas Hashemis bar, v'ra meli yipol, and the ra, there's no ra, it's finished. The ra is done. The ra stops. The ra is revealed for what it is. And the ra is just a klipa, and then the ra doesn't bother with you anymore. It's finished. It's done. So you won. So the ra just surrenders. It surrenders to the toiv, to the kedusha, to the lakus, because that's the chiyus of the ra. The pnimius, the nitzayis that gives life to that ra is elokus. So when you come to that elokus, so the ra is like, just falls away. It's not bechlal, nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It's just the opposite. You feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than before you had the Nisayin. You're closer to Hashem. Look at Resh Pei Beis. No, it's just an example. We spoke about this earlier, and I'm going to talk a lot more about this later on in the Sharagan Shiurim. Hashem gave us tools. He gave us amazing tools of how to jump immediately into that world of kedusha, of ahava, when there's yisayus. Koch Hashem's hakadoshim by using Hashem's names. Again, this is not for mekubalim, and each one of us should try this, and we'll all see. Koch Hashem's hakadoshim v'hainu lachshav b'shem hasharech lahavas Hashem esbar. Now, which is the shem havaya that is that or avahava, shehu shem havaya benikud segol. Just remember the word chesed, right? So chesed is two segols. Chesed, right? Two segols. Chesed, and think of the name Yudkei Vavkei in your mind, but strong letters Yudkei Vavkei, black. Strong letters, or letters that look like each one is like on fire. A yud that's on fire, a hey that's on fire, a vav that's on fire, and a hey that's on fire. And under each of those letters, to see a segol. To look at the Shem Havaya, and to see the nekudas of segol. I'm not going into why is that and how is that, but that's the Shem of Ahava, of Chesed. And a person at that moment who takes that Shem Havaya and he imagines it very strongly in his mind, or if he sees it, he takes and looks in the siddur, in the sefer, whatever, or he has a card, not to put it on your phone. To take it in a strong way, benikud segel, with those nekudas of a segel. Vayinu, she yitzayir be'enei rucha, v'machshava kilo ro'yas ha'shemes. The best thing is not to have to start looking for something, but to have to begin to use our minds to win. Because that's ultimately the what's needed in order to win. So you, in your mind, to picture in your mind, in a very, very clear and powerful way, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, in such a way, was she yistakel b'daf shekosu b'Hashem, but begin with thinking of it in your mind, and then afterwards, if it helps you, afterwards to have it on a paper, to keep something you keep, or a card. You have to be careful with it, obviously. B'toch kidei ha-machshava b'Shem HaKadosh, and with this machshava of the Shem HaKadosh, of the Shem Havaya, with these nekudas, the nekudas of chesed, of three dots under each of the oisias, yora oid v'oid is ahava l'Hashem esbarach. It's mo'ira oid v'oid, and you try to mo'ira oid v'oid. So again, you could say some tilim, or you could say psukim, or you could his bardus, and to use the Shem Hashem, and when you're saying, and the tilim that you're saying, to say when you're saying the Shem Hashem and the tilim, to have in mind that nikud of the Shem of Chesed of Ahava, Udvekus l'shchina hakadosha, Yikavim b'shem Adnus v'yachshev, and to the best of your ability, to have in mind the name also, Aleph, the letters Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, in the Shem, to join together with the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, with those Nakudas, and by doing that, as you see the Yud, the Hey, the Vav and the Hey, with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and underneath you have the segel. And by doing that, and you say to yourself, I have no shaykhs to the Indian, I'm binding myself with the Shechina HaKadosh. And there's no way in the world that if you do that, that there's going to be any Indian going back to that Nairish guy. It's finished. It's done. That's a bullet in the head of the Klipa, and it's all over. The whole parish is over. And the amazing thing about this is that you can do this your whole life and it works all the time. It's not like, oh, I've got to think of something else. This works. If it's sincere, if it's real, it works every time. It works every time.
So every time you say bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, every time you say the word Adnos.
Well, that's in general by all the brachas to try to have Yukev Avke and Ahav Dal Vinyud in that Shiluv, which you'll see in these in the Sfaradish and Sidurim, all the Sfaradi Sidurim printed like that. But the Ashkenaz Sidurim, Nusach Sfarad Ashkenaz Sidurim, you'll have it printed like that in some of the Sidurim also. That's for sure by all the brachas. But the Nekudas are different by the different brachas. If you look inside, you'll see that has to do with the sphere that's connected to each of the brachas. That's something else. But if you look at Magen Avraham, you'll see. So it has to do with each bracha. But in general, yes, that shiluv, that joining together the Shem Havaya and the Shem and Aleph Dal and Yud is by all of the brachas. By all of them. Whenever you say the Shem Havaya, you should try to see that in your mind's eye, if you can. And it's good to have a siddur like that. I don't think God's school.
No.
But God's school doesn't do it. No, but the Svadim and all the siddurim they do. And there are a lot of siddurim that I mean, they're in some places they're afraid to do it for different reasons, whatever. A lot of siddurim they don't do it, but in many siddurim they have it. But you could always have a card that you keep with you, whatever the siddurs that you use, and you have that, and you have that in front of you.
The letter should be on fire.
That's a my letter. I don't say it's a requirement. But if it works better for you that it be ice, then use ice. That's the mak of this. That's the mak of Barad. Fire and ice. I'm only giving an example because it's brought down a lot in the Svarim. That's strong like that. But if there's some other thing that the ikra is the Isis and the nekudas. But if you have a different image that's stronger for you, then use that. It's just in the Svarim. It's a strong thing. Okay, back on page Kufay and Gimel. See if hey. But as a general program of life. The Ikkar, of course, when it comes to this avoda of overcoming these taivas, and that's why we see that especially at the end of days now that we're in, when it comes to shavivim, the Ikkar tikkunim nowadays is not fasting anymore because for most people that's not possible and it doesn't work. But the Ikkar avoda of this time of the year of shavivim is that the person should be very, very strong in learning Torah, but to learn Torah be iyun rav, to learn Torah, to concentrate and to try to learn in a way where even if you only have a short time, but that short time should be consistent, to be kavei itim l'Torah, a kriyas itim l'Torah, and it should be without being distracted in the middle. Strong, strong limud haTorah. That's the strongest weapon. Look at Reish Pei Gimel. Even though we just learned that there are these true and holy ways of being menatzech, of defeating taivas. Aleph lahavin kama harahu sheker. We'll be learning earlier to understand how it's all klip, it's all sheker. To know what it really is, and base aderech shel ahalis is nitzay. So what we just learned now, the way of focusing on the tov and the locus. Tzarech lahavin shebesoifah shel davar hasherish laatzliach b'chol mashias barhu. But in order to really, really be matzliach with all of this, and to be strong and consistent, is sheyil adam cheshek laasig locus ruchnis. A person has to live a life in which he's seeking Elokus. He's hungry for Elokus. In a very open and revealed way, he's hungry for Elokus. In other words, not that just when he comes to some Nisayan that he tries to get to the Elokus, but to actually be in the shuk of buying and enjoying Elokus. And the shuk, that marketplace of Elokus, is called the Torah. There, you're just going straight to Elokus in a clear and open way, without any malacha. Although you have to think of Hashem in your learning, of course, as well. We'll talk about that, but otherwise that might not help either. But the ikar avoda is that a person should learn Torah with cheshek, with tremendous love and with excitement. That he should be learning Torah and connect himself to Elokus. With a tremendous ratzon to get close to Hashem. Only a person who is working from that place of limud Torah should be pnimiyusa who writes as Hashem is Baruch. Because what does it mean to want Torah? Wanting Torah means, again, for the right reasons. Not wanting Torah that you could win some contest and you could be smart, but wanting Torah as a means of wanting Hashem. Only such a person, ultimately, only a person who wants Elokus and lives a life of learning Torah, which is Elokus, that person really is armed and strong to be able to deal with the taivas of this world. He's a person that his whole life is Elokus, is learning Torah and wanting Torah. And even if a person doesn't have the opportunity to sit all day and learn, but whatever time he has, and even when he's not learning, he's filled with a longing to learn. He's connected to learning. Because learning means entering into the light of Elokus. Vor Ahavas Hashem Isbarach, and it's open and clear. Ahavas Hashem Isbarach. K'mayish Isbarach. V'ikra Darach L'karbal Isaratzen L'chiyas Hashem Isbarach. The main way of having this Ratzon to live one's life together with Hashem. L'karbal Isar Eloki B'parol, and to connect to that Or of Elokus in a very clear way, that's through learning Torah, but learning Torah with the right mindset. If a person does not learn Torah with the right mindset or with the wrong mindset, then Chazal say it could be a Samav, it could be a Samis, it could take you even further away from Hashem. It has to be with the right mindset of wanting to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch, of remembering that HaKadosh Baruch is the Noisan HaTayu. Not just because you want to be smart or you want to show off or because you want to get paid for learning, but the ikur is that it should be with the right mindset. Shehu Arloki Shesholach Hashem Isbarach Lam. Hashem Isbarach sent us the Torah, which is Arlokus. The nations of the world don't have that. That was sent to us, that was given to us, that we have this Chefs of Elokus, that we walk around every moment of our lives, and we have this at our disposal, this Ur of open Elokus of God. The klolus kol ha'or she'odam margish beruchnius, which is the source of the or of ruchnius of elokus that a person has. Umeila, rakeidei she'odam margish es or Hashem es bar. A person who talks could talk all the time about spirituality and ruchnius, but if a person doesn't learn Torah, there's very little assurance or guarantee that he's going to be able to be successful in this milchama. And even though he's a very spiritual person, he likes the kumzis, and he sings, and he closes his eyes, and he cries, and all that stuff. Without that strong connection to learning, it's really very unlikely that this same person who's not kumzitsing, with his eyes closed, is not going to be, you know, kumbaya with his girlfriend, a little bit later that night. So there's no real assurance of any of that. Torah is the Or Elokus. When a person feels the Or of Hashem with that koch of learning Torah, then of course you apply all the things that we were learning together with Limud HaTorah, not just the what we're learning about how to fight with the taivas and to deal with taivas, but with a strong regimen of learning Torah, that a person is living a life of Limud HaTorah. The main koach, the strongest koach of shvius ha'tayves, of breaking the tayves, who ayidei shamoishach al atzmo or eloki, is by enclothing oneself and wrapping oneself in the or of elokus, and that's the Torah. Lis'anig al ha'dveikis b'Hashem Isbarach, and to delight and to enjoy this dveikis b'Hashem Isbarach. With that elokus, with that or of Hashem that He has given to us, that He has sent to us, which is the Torah. For the Irish of the Torah with tefillah, of course, connecting that to the davening, the Torah with the tefillah, to remember that the Torah that he is learning itself is all oisis of Hashem's name, and everything is Hashem, and everything is Elokus, and the Torah is that or of Elokus that Hashem has given us to connect us to him in the strongest way, and to connect that to that memory and that thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah. When a person feels this true tanug of Elokus, this pleasure and joy of connecting to Elokus, Mimela Sonia Barech Mitanug Yeshekar Shal Yetzar. Mimela, he has a distaste, a dislike. I mean, it's tzaddik, like Tanya writes in Perek Tesvav and Teszayin, that tzaddik, in Tanya, that tzaddik detests Ra. He hates it. He's disgusted with Ra. But even a regular person is able to feel with the love of Torah, is able to feel the ugliness of the Yetzer Hara, the silliness, the futility, the sheker, the lie, to the degree that a person throws himself into Liman HaTorah and is mizdabek Liman HaTorah, and to concentrate on his learning, to learn Be'iyun, whatever he likes to learn, but to learn it in a deep way, in a strong way, and not every 5 minutes, you know, a distraction, a cookie, a drink, but to be mizdabek to his learning, and to go straight 15 minutes, a half hour, without thinking of anything else, with his mind being completely in Torah. That's when a person is living in that world of the aura of Elokus. That tanug of Elokus, and Mimela, the Yetzer Hara is, for that person becomes something which is ugly and silly. He sees it for what it is. Ubarech mitanugi hasheker shel Yetzer Hara, maybe she'ein behem shum chiyus v'shum tanug, and it's very clear. Not that he doesn't ever have the Nisyon, everybody has. But not that Tzadik, but Tzadik doesn't have. But it's clear that this is sheker, this is silly, this is ridiculous, and it's ugly, it's right. And he sees, because his whole life is filled with the Elokus of Torah. But again, it only works when a person is learning is connected to Hashem, not when he's trying to just show off or something. He's trying to win a prize. But if his Torah is Emistik Torah, then the Torah is Tavlin, is the cure, back inside. Because as the Gemara tells us, Ki HaTorah Hi HaTavlin, the Yetzer. The Torah is the Tavlin, is the cure. The Yetzer. Tavlin is not really a cure. It's to give something like a taste, a spice, to embellish. But it doesn't mean it means, again, it takes the Elokus of everything and brings it to a stronger place. I created the Yetzer, but I gave you the Torah. We have the Torah. There is no Eitzah. There's no real strong, again, sustainable Eitzah other than Liman HaTorah. V'chol Yehudi Yeh Mishiyeh. Every Jew, whoever he is, v'chol Matzav Shuv Nimsa, whatever his Matzav is in life, k'chol Sheyar B'liyos Maisef Aharlich B'limudu B'yidiyasa, the more a person adds in his Liman HaTorah, in his Yidiyas HaTorah, learning Torah and knowing Torah, the Fi Madrigasa, b'vadei b'sav shal davar, yizke lishchay tes yitzah. B'sav shal davar, is zeiche to shecht the Yetzer Hara. But the Sfar Makdoshim talk a lot about this, especially the tzaddikim nowadays, they discuss this, which we've learned many times over the years, that the strength of this Limud Torah is, again, when the person has the right kavana, and also it's as far as learning from rebbeim, teachers, and tzaddikim in person. It's much, much stronger an effect and impact than learning on Zoom or video or online. Learning from a sefer and seeing the letters of Hashem is infinitely more effective than looking on a computer or looking on a phone or reading it on some sort of an electronic thing. These are all avodas and limud Torah itself, that the oisius of Torah of Hashem's light should be strong. When you're learning Torah directly from a person, panim al panim, the way that it was given at Har Sinai, not just over a computer or listening on a tape, but it's panim al panim, and the oisius are oisius that are alive, that are experienced at that moment. And when you're learning this form of tzaddikim, again, not just to listen and to put, you know, to put in the things and to listen to some Torah, but to see the letters of the Aleph Beis, and because the letters of the Torah are the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of these are part, all contribute to making that impact of the power the Torah has. So this inyan of listening to Shiurim and the tapes and even the videos, it's all unbelievable, because it makes the Torah available to so many people who otherwise wouldn't have a Shaykh to the Torah, and to be able to hear Shiurim that you otherwise would not be able to hear. But all of that is never ever should be seen as a replacement for the way the Torah was originally meant to be taught, which is panim al panim and learning and in that way. That's never ever to be seen as a replacement. It doesn't have the same impact. So you might think that you're getting the same information. What's the difference if I go to the Shiur, or if I sit at home and listen to it? You might think that the information might be the same, but as far as the koach, the school of the or of Elokus, you can't compare listening to something on a machine or looking at it or whatever to the experience of being in the chiyus, the living Torah of how it was given and how it's supposed to be given in that way. You can't compare it all as far as this koach of overcoming the rod, overcoming taivas. There's no comparison. And this is something that another one of the things that's going on these days is the person. So why should I go to the Shiva? I might as well just listen to it online. Because then all that's true if this was just biology. If you wanted to take a college class, you're right. Why should you pay, you know, $30,000-$40,000 for the semester, and you go online and you can pay $1,000 or so, or for free, you get the same information. It's true. And if you're taking, you want to take biology, you can do it online. So you take biology, it's the same biology. So now, give me, do I have to go here? I have to have a Rebbe to tell me about an amoeba? I can do the amoeba online. But when it comes to Torah, it's not like that. It's the need of nice and hot Torah, of the aura of Torah is Dafka, the need of Panama Panam in such a way. And the oasis of Torah. And so I was used to talk to the guys about this in yeshiva, because now you go into Vesemedrish in some place and you see that the guys are saying all the time with their computers. They're learning on their computers. It's not the same thing. Again, as far as if all you want is information, then it's the information. But you can't, it's not the same thing as sitting with a sefer. And that's why you'll see that, especially if you take an old sefer, like a first printing of an Ayin Eli Melech. Try that on a Friday night. It's expensive. I'm not saying you have to go. I have, because I got it as a gift. But I couldn't afford it. But if you sit with a Neim Elimach on a Friday night, and it's from, you know, 1870 or something, or that's not first printing. But if you sit with Neim Elimach, and even though it's might be hard to read, and the pages are yellow, and it's frayed, and if you bend the page, it'll break. You know. Because it's closer to the Rebbe Elimelech. That's not how it works with a biology book. It's an old biology book. It's an afkimina. But when you have an old Rebbe Elimelech, wow. It's the aura of the Rebbe Elimelech. It's something different. It's a different experience. It's harder to read, maybe, but the aura, you feel the aura of the Rebbe Elimelech. It's a different thing. What is it, though?
Originally, it was an oral tradition, and the Rebbe just said the Rebbe is the strongest way to get it is face to face. And Sfarim were later. So for me, I'm listening to you, watching you, writing notes, so I could remember. But you're saying that
That's not the right way to learn.
Apparently not.
No. And when I was in yeshiva, and my Rebbe was annoyed with the guys writing notes while he was talking. He was from before the war, World War One, and he was sitting there, and he said, "I never in my life saw such a thing. Why didn't you first learn?" He was in those. He would say to us, "I remember." He would say to us, "We're learning. Learn. Let's learn. Look at me. Let's learn." And then afterwards, write down whatever you want to write down. But let's learn. Panim al panim. And I changed that. I changed that very much when I was with my rabbi. I changed because I was also that, and I changed that. And I would try afterwards. Then I would use my mind, and I would have with my chavrusa, and we would talk over the shir, and then we would try to put it together. And we would write it over afterwards. But the ma'aseh of Liban Torah was a ma'aseh of a rabbi and a talmud, of the way Hashem taught us panim upon him. Nobody sat at Har Sinai with a computer.
No, but there was no svarim either.
Nobody sat, Hashem could do anything he wants. Nobody sat with anything except his mind, his eyes, his heart. That's the ideal way of learning Torah then, and even now. It's the ideal way, even though we have Svarim. When you're opening up a Sefer, you open up the Nar Melech Malach. The Rebbe of Ramelech died a long time ago. So we're not able to go to his Shir. So of course we open up, we have Svarim now. We open up the Gemara, we open up the Nar Melech Malach, of course. And we're connecting to the Tanaim and the Maram, we're connecting to the Tzaddikim when we learn the Torah. That's what I'm saying. Even then, it's better to see in a Sefer as opposed to electronic. Even then. But when it comes to the L'chachila of learning Torah, wouldn't you rather have a... Wouldn't it be nice if we can go to Rabbi Elamel's Tish tonight? Could you imagine?
No, we're learning it through the Rebbe, but you're saying that without the Sefer, you're also missing something. Rebbe, Panim, and Panim is number one.
That's number one. Right. Then inside the book is number two. And further along is a computer somewhere.
Because when I get lost when I'm trying to look at you and the book, it's hard to read. I'd rather just listen to you, but you're saying I need you and the Sefer, no?
No, I didn't say that. I said a minute ago, Ms. Davini, I said a minute ago that my Rebbe said, did you hear what I said? Put no writing at all. No. Now, it's a matter of looking in the Sefer.
Yeah.
When we're learning the Sefer together, then that's how we're learning. With my Rebbe, we also had a Gemara, right? And we're learning the Gemara.
Originally, there was no Gemara.
Correct. But now, unfortunately, because of Golus, there is. So that also is a concession to something. But still, you're learning together with the Rebbe in the Sefer. That's how you learn.